Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to begin this week with a budget update. Now, a couple of weeks overdue on the state budget. What's the latest? Where are we headed?
Well, the House was back in session this week, and though there was no substantive action taken on the late state budget, once again, the overall spending is the key sticking point in the whole discussion. And really, we need to see some leadership from the governor. He's out using sound bites and really not taking an active role in trying to negotiate a final state budget that's a compromise with all parties. And again, overall state spending is the sticking point. The focus, from my perspective, should be spending within our means. The plan put forth by the governor and the Democrats who are in the majority in the House spends far more than what we're actually bringing in, and that is a major problem going forward. I'm going to continue pushing for policies that build a better Commonwealth for future generations by growing the economy, boosting our energy industry, eliminating waste, fraud, and abuse in our state benefit programs, and making sure that we fund the core functions of state government, all while living within our means.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is an issue that is cropping up in the AI universe, and that is deepfakes, making sure that what we see is actually the real thing. What can state government do? How are we trying to step in on this?
Well, there's a new law that we recently passed targeting deepfake scams. There's a lot of work going on relative to policies to help the Commonwealth benefit from the positive opportunities created by artificial intelligence. But we also need to protect our citizens from the danger it can present. I recently voted in support of Act 35 of 2025, a new law that will classify deepfakes and other forms of digital impersonation as digital forgeries. Under the new law, if someone creates a digital representation of a real person without their consent and distributes it as genuine with the intent to defraud or injure, they would be subject to penalties. The new law targets harmful impersonations while safeguarding legitimate uses of AI. And I think that this new law is very important. It's important that we do everything we can to protect our citizens from these bad actors. The new law takes effect in early September.
And it's Senior Expo season coming up in your district. You always have several each year. When and where are they going to be? Where are you going to be? And where can seniors meet you and find out some more information?
Well, we're looking forward to once again hosting a series of Senior Citizen Expos to provide area seniors and their family members and caregivers a convenient location and access to a wide range of information. This is all about providing services to seniors and making sure that they're getting the help that they need. The first event will be held in Bradford on Friday, August 1st, at the University of Pittsburgh at Bradford on Campus Drive. The second event will be held on Friday, September 12th, at the Kane Community Center on Fraley Street in Kane. And the third will be held on Friday, October 10th at the Rowlett Fire Hall on River Street in Rowlett in Potter County. Each event is free to attend and will be held from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Lunch will also be provided. So it's an excellent opportunity for folks to come out and learn more about senior programs. If you need more information, you can contact my office in Bradford at 814-362-4400, or information is available at my website at repcauser.com.
And finally, Representative, I understand that the Kane Fish and Game Club has good news. What are the details?
Well, the Pennsylvania Game Commission recently announced a grant for the Kane Fish and Game Club. They were awarded a $50,000 grant through the 2025 Pennsylvania Shooting Range Improvement Program. The program provides funding to increase opportunity, access, and safety at sportsmen's clubs throughout the Commonwealth, and also provides the ability to enhance opportunities to host hunter-trapper education classes and workshops in more locations. So I want to congratulate the Kane Fish and Game Club, and I know they'll put this money to good use.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer.